In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 5th and 6th Mishnah, the 12th Parak of Masechta Zevachim. The Mishnah begins, Parim Nisrafim Ve'osirim HaNisrafim. It's referred to these korbanot before, where the blood of the either bulls or the goats were sprinkled inside the Kodesh, or even the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, and actual animals removed and burnt outside the Beit HaMikdash. And these were the par and se'ir that were brought on Yom Kippur, the special ones offered inside, and also what we learned in Masechta Horayot, which is par halim davar shel tzibur, and se'ir shegegat avodah zarah, also related to errors that the Sanhedrin made regarding prohibitions punishable with karet, which we discussed back in Masechta Horayot. So Mishnah says, Bezman shem nisrem k'mitzvatan. When everything is performed with this korban properly, there's nothing wrong with it, there's no psul, we say nisrafim bebeit ha-deshen. It's taken outside Yerushalayim to the special location called the Beit HaDeshen, and not only is it burnt there as the first halacha, but also umetamim begadim, that those that are burning the korban, as we'll learn about in the next Mishnah, are involved in the burning of the korban, their clothing they wear or any clothing they're in contact with would become tameh. As it says, v'hasoref, Tam, anyone who is burning this korban, who says yechabes begadav, their clothes must be laundered. And laundering here we're referring to is the actual that becomes tameh and requires immersion in a mikvah. The Mishnah continues, v'im einam nisrafim k'mitzvatam. If, however, something went wrong with the korban, then we say nisrafim bebeit habira, which means that it's burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are actually two locations. Kati elaborates here that the two locations were korbanot that are pasul are burnt. One is in the Azara, in the temple courtyard itself, and one is on Har HaBait. And it depends where they're located when they become pasul. I mean, if they're in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Azara, in the temple courtyard, it's burnt there. And if it's removed from there, but still on Har HaBait, then it is burnt in this special location as well. So in other words, it would actually be not taken as far as a Beit HaDeshen, which is meant to be done with the Parim Nisrafim, but it's burnt in the place of pasul korbanot. But also, very importantly, we don't have the second halacha either. Meaning those that are burning this korban that became pasul, their clothing does not become tameh. Mishnah then continues, Hayu sovlinotom b'motot, meaning the kohanim were carrying this korban outside, the parim nisrafim or serim nisrafim, outside to be burnt outside the Beis Mikdash. It's actually even outside Yerushalayim. This is where the Beit HaDeshen was. According to Kati in previous Mishnah, we said then Yatsu Harishonim, and they're carrying it such a way on sticks, and it's being led by Kohanim in the front and the Kohanim in the back. So once the first Kohanim go outside the Chutz La'Azara, outside the temple courtyard, but however, Hachronim and those in behind have not yet left, so they're still inside, so we're bridging the exit now. We say Harishonim Metamim Begadim, they are engaged now in removing it from the Azara, so that's all considered part of the process of having this korban burnt, so therefore, from that point, their clothing would have become tameh. The achronim, those that are still situated inside the temple courtyard, they haven't yet exited, but holding the other end of it, they would not yet metameh begadim, their clothing would not become tameh. However, once yatsu elu va'elu, once they've both left, then we say elu va'elu metameh begadim, already from that point, according to this first opinion, according to Chachamim, they would already, their clothing would become tameh. The Mishnah continues now with a different opinion, and that is Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "Elu v'elu eme tamim bagadim ad shiyotzu ha'or b'ruban." According to Rabbi Shimon, simply carrying the korban does not make the kohanim's clothing tameh. Only those that are engaged in the burning of it, as the pasuk says, "V'hasoref otam yechabes bagadav." Only ones who are burning it. But he says it's only at a very particular window that those that engage in trying to ensure this korban is burnt, their clothing would come tameh. That's from the beginning point, which is Shetachez Ha'esh Beruban, meaning the fire has taken hold of most of it, until, as Mishnah says, Ad Shetzer Haro Beruban, however, Nitacha Basar, Ein Hasoref Metem Begadim. That, however, once the meat has burnt significantly, that it's now charred, if you like, to the extent that it's actually dried up. It's not ashes yet, but it's dried up. We say, Ein Hasoref Metem Begadim, or even that point, anyone who continues insisting to ensure this korban is completely burnt, then the clothing will not become tameh. So, it's from Yatzat Ha'ar Buban until Nitacha Basar, as Mishnah said. What's interesting, the Chachamim, they would say that, well, Chachamim first already said that those involved in the process of the clothing become tameh from the minute they're already taking it out of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the end point for the Chachamim? It's not until Nitacha Basar, the earlier point where it's mostly charred, but rather, according to Chachamim, those still trying, involved in burning this, the parts of this korban, their clothing would still become tameh, even past that point, until it becomes anshinasu efer, until it becomes ashes. At that point, Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Shimon, anyone who is now involved in this fire where the korban was burning, and their clothing would not become tameh. Those are Mishnah today.